The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You have to be strong in today's world.
Strong.
Keep your focus and
up.
What you believe in, how to achieve all your dreams.
Hey.
Keep moving forward. Never accept less than who you are.
Live your best life.
Hey.
Be strong and free. It's a hit back.
Black with Black is sponsored by the Ministry of Health, Cable Bahamas, Rev Christmas, ML Foods Limited, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Baja Retreat and Spa, Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, and J.S. Johnson.
Welcome to The Hit Back. I'm your host, Nahaja Black. It is a beautiful day here in the 242. I hope that you are doing well, taking care of yourself and living your best life today. I had a good day today. I'm exhausted, though. So that's the, what is it they call it, behind the wall? Yeah, I won't lie to you. It's one of those days where, you know, you're pumping yourself up. Long, busy, but productive day. I want to say a shout out to all of the people I met along my journey today. Thank you guys. It was so much. It was pretty cool. It's amazing how many people do tune into the show. And for that, I say thank you guys so much for being a part of the show. We got a lot of stuff for you today. I have, of course, you know, one of my favorite things is I'm loving these giveaways. These giveaways have been fun for me. I don't know if it's been fun for you, but they've been great fun for me. We've got a lot more businesses in Grand Bahama who are now becoming a part of this event. And so they are joining. They're going to be a part of it. And we're going to showcase those businesses. A lot more smaller businesses have taken up the opportunity to get there, to be a part of this initiative, to donate, to give. And I think that that's always important, right? We always want to be able to give back. And in those giving back moments, we bless others and we bless ourselves. So that's always a great thing. So we're looking forward to all of that today. This week and next week. Today is a good day for me and the show because we're going to be talking about two very important conversations. And we're going to talk about these things this week, next week, and I think the following week is, yeah, there's only one holiday. I was really hoping for this. I was hoping that this new day feel would have extended, but it was so giddy with being the new day that they would have given us an extra holiday. I won't lie to you. I was thinking that, you know, this new day euphoria was going to spill over, right? Like that press down, shaking together, running over abundance of the Progressive Liberal Party, the new administration. But I had a neck. Like, you know what? We so into this new day life. Bang. You get an extra holiday. For some reason, though, I won't lie to you. I feel as if I miss the fact that when holidays fall on a weekend, I lose a day. I don't like this holiday on a weekend thing. I don't like it. It ain't rolling in my spirit right. This holiday on a weekend, we should boycott it as a people. As a people, if you go march for corned beef, why can't we march so that Christmas is not allowed to fall on a weekend? I say, let's anti that. I want my Christmas to stay falling on Monday through Friday. I like them days. I get an extra holiday. Can we work on that? I say, let's march. I march for corned beef. Well, no. Did I march for corned beef? No, I didn't make that one. But nonetheless, let's march for a real cause. Y'all wouldn't march against the banks. At least let's march for a free holiday. I'm just kidding. All right, everybody. So I hope everybody's doing well. I want to give away something now. One of my favorite things. I won't lie to you. And I wanted to do this today. But I found out I don't have to give this away today. So I wonder if I should give it away today. Because I don't want to rush the process on this gift that I got to give away. Which is my girl. Prestige Transformation, who does my hair, who, by the way, I need to see because my hair ain't right. So y'all don't take where my hair looks now as an indication of her awesomeness. Just throw that out there, right? But Prestige Transformation is giving us a bright Christmas makeover. And I'm looking forward to all get up at whoever's going to win this makeover, all right? Someone says they're ready to march. They're ready to march for Christmas, for the holiday. Tom says, stop complaining, be happy, you have work. I ain't complaining about work. I complained about not having that day off. I said, I don't have here next giveaway. No, this is for my ladies. This is for everyone who has a lady friend in their life who wants this great hair giveaway, Prestige Transformation. The greatest gift I could possibly give you is the hands of Maria Alci at Prestige Transformation. The greatest gift I can give you. Love her to pieces. And so I want to give this away, but I don't want to rush the process. So I have to do this later because I won't give that away, but I won't rush it. And I need to marinate on this. And she told me that I don't have to rush it because I thought I had to give it away because she wanted folks to get their hair done before Christmas, but you don't have to do that now. So I'm going to hold off on that, actually. I'm going to take a break. Y'all ain't going to get that one today. This is discrimination against men. Grow hair and braid it. Get your hair treat, color, press, and curl. You can have the treatment. You're on here. Discrimination against men. Y'all just, listen, like you said, Tom, stop complaining. Just be happy you have hair. You're listening to the Hit Back. Janice, you ready for, Janice, should I, do you want to, so this is where I'm torn, guys. I want to know, should I do this today? Should I give away this gift today? Because I got a lot of other gifts. I got a lot of other gifts, right? You said, I got a lot of other gifts that I could give away. But anyways. All right, everybody. Today, I'm excited because I got stuff to give away today, but I want to give them away based on conversation and topic. Based on conversation and topic, I got a lot of stuff to give away. And I want to welcome, because this is one of those things. You can't have prosperity. We can't have any talk of celebration without edification. One of the things that I hope and pray that this show does every day that we're on air is that we build up, right? We tend to get better and bigger and we do bigger things. And that is the goal every time we come on air. And if it's not happening, then we are falling short. We are falling short if we're not doing it on the Hit Back. And so we're going to give away prizes today, but it's going to be based on our ability to grow. I want you to grow just as I hope that I grow every day. And so we want to grow in wealth. We want to grow in health. We want to grow in prosperity. And Janice, I'm with you. We're going to give that gift away today. We are going to give away that gift to Prestige Transformation. So stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to have joining me my good friend, Cassie Stewart. Cassie has written a new book. And actually, I love the book. The content is just up my alley for the type of information that he's sharing, which is talking about starting up a business. What many don't know is that Cassie Stewart is a great, great entrepreneur. He's very much an entrepreneur by heart. And this is how he's able to sustain himself. And of course, his wonderful family and his wife, brothers. So that helps too. I'm just saying. You're listening to The Hit Back. We'll be back after this.
Rejuvenate, refresh, treat yourself. Immerse yourself in total comfort. Pamper yourself. After all, you're worth it. Relax. Rid yourself of all life stresses. At Baja Retreat Anti-Aging Spa, you will find everything you need to enhance your body and spirit. Call today at 323-6711 and begin your journey to serenity at Baja Retreat Anti-Aging Spa.
At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family and family is important to us.
This is Nahaja Black and I am wishing you and your family happiness, joy, peace, and prosperity this holiday season and throughout the new year from all of us at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
It's a hit back with Nahaja Black.
listening to the Hit Back with Nahaja Black, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I've got joining me my good friend, Cassius Stewart. Cassius, darling, how are you?
I am wonderful, Nahaja. I am so good. It's so good to be here. And it's so good to see you. Haven't seen you in a minute.
I know, right? Haven't seen you. I'm so glad that you're out and about, you know, this politics thingy. Glad to know you're still, you know, with us and moving forward and moving on. You know, some mm-hmm. people need some time to recoup.
That's just passing phases. I got multiple things going on at once.
And always. I am
so glad to introduce to the nation my book, A New Start in Business, because I truly believe that in order for us to really grow as a people, in order for us to grow as a country, entrepreneurship has to be at the heart. And we've heard it many, many times talking about how small business is the backbone of the economy. We've heard it over and over and over and over. But it is true. And so really and truly, in order for us to really build wealth, we have to have those small businesses. So when you look at Andrew Carnegie, who started off as a small business and they turned into billion-dollar corporations, you have to begin to start somewhere. The cycle that we've had, this business model that we've had as a country, is not working because the pandemic revealed that everybody's broke and everybody's still broke. How do we
get... Let me ask you this, because I want to say, because I like where you're going, but what I know for sure is that entrepreneurship in the Bahamas isn't new. Bahamians are entrepreneurial. We are entrepreneurial. I one of the things that kind of stomped me and it made me think was when I was doing this show. I was doing a show with a friend. She's in Bermuda. And on the show were other Bahamians, but they were living abroad.
Yes.
Right? And one of the Bahamians was a successful academic in her field, very successful in her field of study, right? Her field of her profession. But what she said that got me, that kind of threw me, that I never considered was that she said, you know, one of the things that I admire so much about Bahamians is that you guys are entrepreneurial. You know, the majority of the Bahamians are business owned. And I never considered it because it's so standard to us. Cassius, it's so commonplace that the businesses here are black owned. They're Bahamian owned small businesses.
Yes,
but that means that we believe in startup. We believe in entrepreneurship.
Yes,
a lot of folks can tell you stories about how they started their business.
And
the question then moves to how do you not from startup but successfully fill and carry through on a business?
A lot of us have these ideas, and the book talks about, you know, some of the barriers facing entrepreneurs. The book talks about some of the challenges that entrepreneurs face. You know, the small business has a 3-year incubation period of whether it's going to fail or succeed. And what I try to do in my book is to give you tips as to how do you avoid failing within the first 3 years. And one of the first things is critical is planning. One of the things that you understand when you go to the lending institution for money is that they said that Bahamians have businesses, but they don't have any plans. So when you ask for business plan, they want to borrow money to advance their business, but they don't have any business plan. They don't have any proper record keeping. And so what we try to do is we try to give Bahamians the tips to be able to streamline their business, but also to make sure that they could make their business more, they could present the plans for their business. And so when you go to an architect to build a house, before you really have the concept, the architect has to draw the house and give you a concept. So he'll show you a finished product before he even starts. A business plan does the very same thing. It gives you the finished product before you start. In other words, what is your marketing? Who is your personnel? What is just the SWOT analysis? What is this, your 4 P's of marketing? What are the strengths? What are your marketing gaps? What are your management gaps? Then it also takes a dive into the finances. In other words, understanding your startup costs, your break-even analysis, your income statements over 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. In other words, so that you could crystallize how your finance is going to look over a 3-4 year period, given whether there's a contingency plus or minus 10%. In other words, understanding whether or not it's going to succeed 10% or fail 10%. So you have to give that buffer in there. And so I think that Bahamians have that initial ignition to start a business, but they also need to be able to formalize their business ideas, mm-hmm. and making sure that they can have proper planning at every step of the way. And the thing about a business plan is that most people who have a business plan, they write it, and then they put it on the desk and they don't ever read it again. A business plan is dynamic. It grows with your business. You have to constantly refer to it to see if you're following the guidelines and steps. And so, you know, you have to be able to look at, when it comes to marketing, you have to be able to look at all of the steps in order to grow your business. And so we talked about some very, very powerful tools about marketing, customer centricity. Customer centricity when it comes to marketing. In other words, how do we deal with the individual customer instead of focusing on the mass market? Market orientation, how do you look at anticipating customer needs before they even know they need it? And so somebody walks into your store and you call their name and they didn't even know you know their name. So that brings a greater connection to you and your business. In other words, anticipation of needs in terms of customers. And so, you know, one of those things we studied in the School of Business is how our businesses focus on new customers at the expense of old customers. In other words, our marketing plan has $1 million to bring in new customers, and we have nothing to keep our existing customers. And so we've seen that with some of the banks here, you know. Oh, yeah, they focus on the new customers, but the old customers, they give nothing for us. And then we leave and go to other banks who looking for new customers. And so we become new customers along the way. And so, you know, we have to be able to, once you're growing your business, once you're starting your business, you have to understand all of the dynamics of marketing. Then you got to understand how the different markets work, whether it's a consumer-based market, whether it's an institutional market. Dissecting each market so that you can be able to meet those market needs. And one of the problems that we face in the Bahamas is we don't know how to meet the needs of our individual markets and satisfying needs. And sometimes you walk into a store and nobody's smiling, everybody grumpy, and so on.
That's right.
You got to realize that your boss don't pay your salary. It's the customers that pay your salary. And if the customers are not happy, there will be no salaries being paid. And so all of these things have to be taken in consideration when you're talking about a successful business. And a successful business, it's easy to succeed in business once you follow the principles and the guidelines of how do you make sure that your business is successful. And, you know, I am pushing now, my new phase is how do we now take Bahamian businesses from a local perspective to a regional perspective and to an international perspective. However, in order for that to be done now, we need to make sure that we could follow the guidelines of success and so on to get into the region. How do we dominate the Jamaican market, the Trinidadian market, the St. Lucian market? Then how do we go into the U.S. market and then have our business there? And so this book will be able to help you write your business plan, your marketing plan, your finances, the whole work. So, you know, it's full of stuff. It's full of a lot of stuff.
No, but what I like about it too, and why, you know, for me, it's one of those discussions on this in terms of business is why it is so important is we're about to head into a new year, right? The last 2 years or year, 18 months has been financially straining. And a lot of people have moved from having a steady cash flow to being furloughed with no income, right? But can't get something else. They're finding themselves stuck fiscally, right? They're finding that they're questioning, how do I make income? And are starting home-based businesses. But this is out of necessity, not out of intention. Some people are just doing it to survive. How do we get from the survival mode, like you mentioned about the plan and all of these things? How can you, in your book, do you step-by-step walk people through how to start this business successfully? And give us a story of how you started your business and have found yourself in the pitfalls, the highs and the lows.
One of the major mistakes we make as a nation, as Black people, is we chase money. Don't ever chase money. Mm-hmm. Add value and money will chase you. And so we don't understand that, you know, when you're looking at the world, if you could find a way to solve problems, the greater the problem, the greater the reward. So if you solve $1 billion problem, then you'll become a billionaire. If you solve $1 million problem, you'll become a millionaire. If you don't solve problems at all, you will be broke and stay broke. And so you have to understand, how do you solve problems? When you look at Corona, if you sat down and you said, oh Lord, the coronavirus came and oh, I broke and I can't make no money, blah, 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 then you won't make any money. But if you figure out how do you solve the problem, what are the problems? There are many people who made millions of dollars during this coronavirus. Millions.
Millions. Billions, millions and billions. Yep.
And so, but what we need to do is figure out how to solve problems. It's about being dynamic in your thinking. See, too long we've been stuck in a rut that we figure, oh, okay, if it ain't working in my job, just lay me off. I can't do nothing. No, that's not the key. You have to be able to figure out how do you add value to your life. I remember when the Zika virus hit. I was in Jamaica with some friends sitting on a rock. And we were sitting down talking. And of course, the Zika virus hit Jamaica really, 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 really hard. I figured, how do I fix this problem? So I came up with what we call mosquito wipes with citronella oils and so on. And that did very, 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 very well. And so for me, though, I tried to figure out, how do I solve that problem? When the Ebola virus hit, I sat down. Everybody was scared with Ebola. I figured, okay, I got to figure out how do I get some money from Ebola. I made some money from Ebola. And I made some money from Zika. And I made some money from Corona. And so you can't sit down. Now, there will be a next pandemic next year, right? Trust me, there's a pandemic every year. And so you just have to figure out, how do you solve the problem? How do you meet the needs of what people want? And so you have to be dynamic in your thinking in your business. Yes, you may have been a cook, but ain't nobody buying your food now, so you can't stay a cook. You got to become something else. One of the things you learned from the coronavirus, when coronavirus came out, it was just the coronavirus. Then it was the beta. Then it was the delta. Then it was Omicron. In other words, there were different variants of the virus. In other words, as human beings adapt to the virus adapt to survive. You have to figure out how do you adapt in your environment to survive in your business. In other words, if hard times come, then turn into beta. As a beta version of yourself, and if that is hard time, then you turn into delta. And if as a delta and things are getting tough, then you turn into Omicron. In other words, learn from the virus. The virus constantly changing so that it can survive in the environment. You have to constantly change in your business in order to you survive. If you're selling a product that nobody wants no more, then change. And so the book teaches you how to you adapt and be able to survive in the world of business. And so business is dynamic. You have to constantly change, constantly make yourself better, constantly upgrade your products, constantly upgrade your services so that you'll be able to survive in the world. Just learn from the coronavirus. Corona, Beta, Delta, Omicron. It's constantly changing. And after Omicron, it'll be something else, because as we're vaccinated, as our body immune system gets stronger, when the virus hits us and it's figured out to die in, then it changes so that it can survive. We have to do the same thing. When you get laid off, when the government ain't paying your contract, when you ain't got no money, don't sit down and just play dead. Get up and change like the coronavirus. Become the Omicron. Become the new thing on the block. And that's what we have to learn living in society. And the book teaches you about how do you now, you know, how do you now move from one step to the next? When you talk about talented people, you know, I sent out a post today that, you know, one thing talented people do, we don't practice till we get it right. We practice till there's no way we can get it wrong. Become the best at whatever you do. And so if you're selling, if you're cleaning, if you're cooking, be the best at whatever you do. Add value so that when somebody sees your work, when somebody sees your services, there's no disputing that you are the best. And once you add value, money will chase you. Don't chase money. Add value and money will chase you.
If you're just tuning in, Cassius Stewart, his new book out, and I want to make sure I got it out, his new book out, New Start in Business, A Powerful Guide to Starting Your Own Business. With this holiday season, you know, one of the things I liked what you shared, Cassius, something that I learned, you know, my husband and I, through Michael Gerber, E-Myth Mastery, right? One of my favorite books of all time. When it talks about business. It's right up there with, like, you know, the Bible of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, right? And then Michael Gerber's E-Myth Mastery. And one of the things is the difference between the technician and the business owner or the entrepreneur. And the technician has to be the one that does it. So the technician will say, listen, I'm a plumber. I want to start a plumbing business. Or the technician is going to say, I'm a cosmetologist and I'm going to start a cosmetology business. They create the business around their technical skill set.
Yes.
And that technical skill set, which isn't bad, actually is a great start, but it consumes them because they're so busy dealing with the product. They're not dealing with the entire process of a business. Mm-hmm. And so what we find is that a lot of people find themselves as the technician in the business. They are the cosmetologist, then they have to be the, they're not good at accounting, so they might forego the accounting. They, you know, find themselves to have to be the HR, but things suffer because they are so busy with the product that they're not building the business. And that is where very interesting to me, because I think that's what we do. We all move to be self-employed first. Yeah. And, you know, anything with the with Kiyosaki's four quadrants, right? The quadrants and Rich Dad, Poor Dad, where you have the left side and the right side of the quadrant. You have the employed and the self-employed on the left side. And on the right side, you have the business owner and then the investor. And everybody should want to be on the right side. You know which position I feel is even worse? The worst position to be in on any part of the quadrant, honestly, is self-employed. And if I'm an employee, you can have a bad attitude. You probably still going to get a paycheck.
Yep. Self-employed. It is very, very rough. It's self-satisfying, though. You know, once you're able to create, create the processes, and I know that entrepreneurs have that challenge just because you need to have basic skills in accounting and management and so on and so on and so on. But, you know, you don't have to be an expert in everything else, but you got to know how to, as your business grow, how do you pull people in to be able to fill those gaps?
But and that's so, not a self-employed person. That is a business owner.
You see, if you sell a one-man, you can't always be a one-man show. You have to grow.
Exactly.
You know, growth is, you know, in the book I talk about, you know, you don't hire 10 employees, you can only afford two. You got to grow organically and grow as your business needs employees. Then you could also source out products, right? You don't need to hire a marketing team when you could source out products to people around the world who can do your marketing research and so on. And so you got to find ways to be able to mitigate against those extra expenses so that when your business is functioning, you can be able to function optimally. And so the goal is to be able to run your business without running into extra expenses and then killing your business in the long run. And so you got to be able to find ways of sourcing products, finding those gaps to bringing people in so that they can be able to do the things that you can't do. And you know, I had a conversation with a physician who is starting their own business. And he's like, listen, I can't do the accounting. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. I can't do it all. And so you got to find ways, and this is where, remember I told you about solving problems? And this is where people like yourself can come in and go to these physicians and say, listen, I can handle your HR. I can handle your accountant. I can handle this for you. All you got to do is go see patients, and then you pay me X, Y, Z. And so you got to be able to solve problems and add value to people. And so that job itself adds value to the physician who is looking for people to be able to supplement and do those necessary things that they can't do. And so it's also like a piece of puzzle coming together, all together. And so the problem is that some of us are stuck. We like to go to work and get paid and then spend our money on the weekend and go get paid again, work and get paid again. But we don't want to be able to build our own business so that we can become successful. Mind you now, running your own business is very, very difficult and it requires discipline. Because sometimes what we do is every time we make some money, we put it in our pocket and we go spend it. We don't put it in the bank and we don't grow our business. You have to grow your business properly. And then always look for new markets. Always try to find ways to change and grow and change products, add new product values and so on, and product offering to your business so that your business can grow.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, more with Cassius Stewart joining us. We're talking about, starting that business. We're talking about that new startup or not just the starting up of that business, but now the next level of that business. How do we move your business to the next level? We've been in business for a year and a half. Let's do something a bit different to move it to the next level. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black, Guardian Radio. We'll be back right after this. You
You've heard about the 12 days of Christmas, but this year, Rem is giving you even more Christmas with 31 days of giveaways. Simply sign up or upgrade to Trio or pay your Rev bill in full. Then listen to yours truly, the Natural Empress, and Free Your Mind every weekday to find out if you've won prizes like 55-inch smart TVs and up to $20,000 in cold hard cash. Call 601-8992 today. Rev, you and us together.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Center, South America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Erin Green, wishing you and your family happiness, peace, and mangoes this holiday season and throughout the new year from Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I want to welcome back my good friend Cassius Stewart. His book is out, and I'm going to make sure I have it up there. New Start in Business, A Powerful Guide to Starting Your Own Business. So that's pretty cool, Cassius. Congratulations on
Thank
the book.
You.
And I'm happy to know that you are a part of our 10 days of giveaways because you're giving away two copies of your book. Signed
Absolutely.
Copies of your book. So I'm pretty excited about that as well. You know, because I have this thing here where my mind is there's no celebration without edification, right? We can't continue. I don't want us to end up being in the same place where we are this year, next year. So we have to have our mindset focused. We have to have a mindset and a vision and an idea focused for the future. And so it's important when we talk about, I'm not a big one in job security. I don't believe in job security. Because just as the most secure job in the world, like we had physicians who are out of work. You would think that being a physician, you should automatically get a job, right? But no, that's not the case. We have folks who are thought that government jobs don't end and, you know, or there just ends to anything.
Yeah.
And a company that you may have been 25 years with, at some point they might say, hey, listen, sorry, things are tough. Even CEOs making parachute amounts of money still get cut. We have NFL players who just get signed and they get cut. That's just me trying to bring in sports somehow randomly in the conversation. Anyways, so I'm not a big fan of job security. I believe that you secure yourself with, you know, your business, your ideas, that you can be financially free. For me, and one of the things I want to make sure that it's clear, the reason why I say that self-employed, that's one of those spaces, I can't live there long. Because you know what one of the trouble is with self-employed? Is that if you're sick, your business don't run. You're self-employed. You can't have sick leave. you who's going to cover for you if you have sick leave? Because you are your sole proprietor. That was when we moved to the business. And I think one of the things that is very important, I'm curious of your mindset on it is, in the startup model, one of the things that was important to us, Cassius, was, Cassius, was that we knew how much it cost. We always knew our break-even point, right? We knew how much we needed to break even. And then once we made the break even, we knew what was next to have an employee. And then after that one employee, we knew how much it would cost us to have two or three employees based on the plan, right? And we knew based on our margin. So my question to you is, we didn't have an accountant then. We were doing our own accounting, right? Like we're doing our own books. What sort of, like the fundamental things you would tell an entrepreneur at startup. These are the things you must know in order to ensure that you are not entrapped in, you know, God help you if you get sick, the money finish. And yeah. I think that we've seen that too with families in this pandemic. When the breadwinner or the self-employed in person passes away, then we're stuck.
Yeah. One of the things I think most businesses make, small and big, is that they don't get great ROI on their employees. In other words, I'm paying you $500 a week, but I'm only getting $150 worth of work. Right. And so basically I'm losing on you. And so as a business owner, you have to get a great ROI on your employees. In other words, I'm paying you $500. At least you should produce $700 worth of work for me, so that at least I know I'm gaining a profit on your efforts in the business. Mm-hmm. And so that's how you have to look at employees. So if you're an employee, you hire somebody, they're on Facebook all day and WhatsApp all day, and at the end of the day, you got to pay them, you're losing money. And so that is a drain on the system, on your system. And so everybody you bring into your system, your company, you've got to have an ROI. If you're investing money in a product, if you want to add a new product line and you spend $10,000 on that product, at least make an additional $10,000 so you have great ROI. And so you have to treat your employees the same way. But there are some characteristics of an entrepreneur that I think in the book that we talked about. One is a great imagination. In order to be a good entrepreneur, you have to have great imagination. You got to be able to, what we call, think out of the box. It was like Thomas Edison, who always thought about something new, always thought about going the extra mile. Then I've added something called rest. Now, rest as a part of a characteristic for the entrepreneur is not heard of. A lot of people think that right. As a small business owner, you got to work and work 7 days a week. Let me explain something to you. The reason why the Lord made rest a command is because if he did not make it a commandment, we'd work till we die. In other words, your brain cells have to rejuvenate. Your body have to rejuvenate cells. And so you need to take that break so that you could stop. Not because you're trying to please anybody else. It's just your body needs rejuvenation. So as a business owner, you have to find time to stop and think. One of the greatest times for me as a business owner was during the coronavirus, when we were sitting down doing nothing. I mean, I had so many different ideas. And sitting out, I came up with an idea called Rona. It was a game that I created. It has 14 levels to go through. It's on the App Store now. You have to go through 14 levels, which represented 14 levels of the virus, 14 days incubation. You had to go through 14 cities. Nassau was the first city. It ended up in New York, which was at the time the highest coronavirus at the time. And so you have to go through killing the coronavirus, because I figured we can't see this virus. How do I get people engaged to be able to deal with this virus? So I created a game, which is on the App Store now, and people are buying it. And so that we could be able to fight the coronavirus, putting masks on people, getting hand sanitizers as you go into the buildings and so on. So, but it's about having an opportunity to stop to think so that your brain cells can rejuvenate. Another one is action oriented. You know, a lot of us talk about we want to do this. That's a good idea. But you have to actually get up and do it. You have to get up and go the extra mile. You have to also read books. As an entrepreneur, you got to be a good reader, because hidden in these books are different nuggets that are suited for your success. Risk-taking, you know, you got to be willing to fail. A lot of people are willing to fail. And for me, you know, all my life, I was willing to take risk. And because the more risk you take, the more reward you get. And you never know if you can get to the top of the mountain if you didn't take the risk of climbing it. And so that's critically important. Failure, you know, you cannot be afraid to fail. And failure is one of those elements to success. You know, they go hand in hand. You will succeed, but there's a possibility that you fail. So it's almost like the second side of the coin. But you got to be focused so that you don't fail. But failure is a part of success. Another one is determination. You know, sometimes you get beaten down. It didn't work. Our product didn't work. You just start something new. You get another idea. It didn't work. You got to get up and go again. You cannot stop at any stage of the game. Even if life hits you down, remember what I said earlier, the coronavirus. It's so determined that it moved from the corona to the beta, the delta, to the omicron. You've got to be determined to survive in business. Talent, you got to have a little talent, like Michael Jackson. He was talented, but look what he did. he was able to hone and craft his talent until he became the king of pop. When you look at people like Beyonce, you see them now, billionaires. You didn't know that when they were in their basement, working and practicing and practicing and practicing, until they became top. You know, don't think that you're going to get to the top of the ladder just by a click of the finger. No, it takes you constantly developing yourself, constantly making sure that you want to be the best. And then the next one is a need to achieve. You've got to be able to have that internal desire to achieve. So there's extrinsic and intrinsic. That intrinsic value is, I want to succeed, I want to succeed, I want to succeed. You got to push yourself so that you can succeed. And the last one is self-confidence and optimism. You know, as a business owner, sometimes it looks bleak. It looks like ain't nothing happening. It looks like, oh, Lord, well, I got to go to work. But you got to get up and go. You got to be optimistic and say, listen, today is going to be a good day. Today I can make $10,000. And you never know how the cards are going to fall that day. And just because you're determined, just because you're self-confident, it happens. And so in business, these characteristics is what creates a great entrepreneur. And so once you encapsulate all them, and not everybody has all of these in one shot. You may have strengths in one and weaknesses in the other. But, you know, what we call SWOT analysis in business, you'll see that in the book too, is that you got to understand your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities and strengths. Play to your strengths, mitigate your weaknesses. Look at the opportunities that are before you and try to mitigate away from the threats that are coming towards you. And so once you understand the whole gamut of what's in this book, you know, success is predictable. You know, success is predictable every time. Every time I go in my yard and I plant a seed in the ground and I water it, I can predict that a tree is going to come up. Success is predictable. Once you follow principles, you can be guaranteed success. But if you figure you want to put a seed on the ground and don't put it in the right environment, then you cannot predict success.
Let's go with this. Cassius Stroh, we're running out of time. Let's get two of these books given to some of our listeners, because of course, this sounds like a really powerful book to me. The one and only Cassius Stroh, New Start in Business, A Powerful Guide to Starting Your Own Business. And I would highly recommend this book because of course, it's the reading, you know, it's that seeking and knowing knowledge. And this idea that our people have to go abroad for them to be validated when brilliance is here on the shores. How many of you were familiar with Chantal O'Brien? I wasn't familiar. I didn't know her story, but others did. And now there's a motorcade, but she had to be number 10 for that sort of worthiness. Mm-hmm. Yep. So we have to begin to see the jewels and the gems, but God is good when they are manifested. So when you see ideas and success, please let us not take for granted the brilliance that is in our country, because trust me, people are appreciated abroad. I want to give away two of these books. Feel free to call 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. I want you to call. We have two books to give away from Cassius Stroh here. It's A New Start in Business, A Powerful Guide to Starting Your Own Business. Cassius, I think we should do on those last things. What was that segment, that point, those points, they were like the characteristics of a good leader, entrepreneur, right?
Entrepreneur, yep. If they could remember, right. Two of them.
All you got to do is remember two. Let me know, April, when we got some callers on the line, 323-6232. 325-4316 or 325-4259. The characteristics of an entrepreneur. We want to give away these books today. A Powerful Guide to Starting Your Own Business. And, you know, folks like Cookies, but I know we got some avid readers. We got a call on the line. Caller, welcome. You're on the hit back.
Hi, Nahaja.
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. Listen, I got a book for you. I'm ready. You ready? You only need two answers, and it's the easiest trivia I can give you all week.
Oh my easiest god!
Cassius, ask the question.
Give me two characteristics of an entrepreneur.
And he just listed off like 20. So,
oh my god! Please.
What? Don't panic. This easy, easy stuff.
We will see if you were listening.
I was listening, you know, but I forget.
Let me help you. I'll say one.
Okay.
Right? I'll say one. You got to be risk. You got to be able to handle risk. Right? That's one.
Give us one. Give us one. Give us one.
Just give me what you're thinking.
Okay. You got to take the lead? I don't know.
Well, monkey uncle, what you was doing this whole time? What's...
I was listening. I know.
Oh, don't go nowhere, because you might be the best answer for the day, which is sad.
I doubt it.
Just stay with the producer. Let her give your name and number. That was pretty sad, though. I won't lie.
I know.
Say again?
No, I say no, right? Don't tell nobody doing that, Haja.
I ain't gonna tell nobody, but you kind of shame the woman down. Just hold on. Let's see if it's the voice one. Thank you, baby. Hold on. We got another caller. Caller, you're on the hit back. Welcome. Hi, Carly, you're on the air.
Yes, ma'am. I would like to attempt to answer the question.
Oh, okay. Sorry, you're kind of talking low. I feel like you're trying to create a romantic mood. Let's go. Give me two answers. What two answers you say? What are the traits of an entrepreneur?
Is it talent or determination or self-confidence?
Talent, and what's the other one?
Yeah. She got it. Talent and determination. She got it.
All right. She got it. Congratulations. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. What's your first name?
Denise.
Denise. My audio must be low. Congratulations. Don't hang up. My producer will get that number for you, that name and number, and we'll get you that book. Congratulations on winning, though. Thank you so much. You are the winner of A New Start in Business, A Powerful Guide to Starting Your Own Business. We got one more book to give away before we have to go to break. Carly, you're on the hit back. Welcome.
Hi, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I'd like to attempt the answer.
Go ahead.
One is taking action and rest or read. You must also be willing to read.
Yes, look at you. Yes. And you gave me a bonus one.
Mm-hmm.
Cassius, you need to put a bookmark in the book. I don't know. Don't mean she gave me a bonus answer. She needs bookmark. A free bookmark. Look at God. You just got a free bookmark.
Bookmark.
Congratulations, my love.
Yeah. Thank you.
So the characteristics are great imagination, risk, action-oriented, risk-taking, failure.
Oh, hold on, Cassie. We got to get a woman name and number first. We got to get a name first. And then hold on, before we go to break. Hold on. I want to thank you, Carl. What's your first name before we go?
I'm Cherise.
Cherise, thank you so much. Don't hang up.
Okay.
The producer's going to get your number. Thank you so much for winning this gift. All right, Cassius, tell me now. What are the characteristics?
Just going to go over it. Great imagination. Rest. Remember, you can't wake all day. You got to take a break.
Yep.
Action-oriented. Risk-taking. Failure. Determination. Talent. The need to achieve. Self-confidence and optimism. And so those are the characteristics of a great entrepreneur.
Well, listen, thank you so much, buddy. Congratulations on the book.
Absolutely.
And I know you're signing the copies for the winners and myself. Thank you.
Yes, once you provide the names. And the books are available at Wong's bookstore if you need to get them, Amazon.com, or you can contact me personally and you can get a copy.
Oh, there you go. Cassie Stewart, author, entrepreneur, businessman. So proud of you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
All right, bud. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black. When we come back, we got more stuff to give away. We'll be back right after this. We'll be right back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You have to be strong in today's world.
Strong.
Keep your focus and
up.
What you believe in, how to achieve all your dreams.
Hey.
Keep moving forward. Never accept less than who you are.
Live your best life. Hey.
Be strong and free. It's the Hit Back.
Hey.
With Nahasha Black.
Hey.
It's the Hit Back.
Hey.
With Nahasha Black.
Hey.
It's the Hit Back.
Hey.
With Nahasha Black.
Hey.
It's the Hit Back.
Hey.
With Nahasha Black.
With Nahasha Black, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I hope that everybody's doing well, taking care of yourself, living your best life today. I've got a great segment for you, and I'm happy I see my guests. We got on. Everything is good. The internet is percolating, so we're good, except for mine doing some funky stuff. Just hope for the best and, you know, see God all the way. All right. So it's good to see everybody. I can't wait to bring them on. We're talking health, and this is Health and Wealth Day. It's Wednesday. Health and wealth is the key. And I want to bring on my guest. First of all, Shay King, nutritionist goddess to the world. Hi, Shay. How are you?
Good morning.
Listen, I hear on point. And then, of course, I've got life coach, the one and only life coach, who's doing some weird stuff in the background. Dequessa Dean. Ladies, welcome to the Hit Back.
Hey, Nahasha, thank you so much for having us today.
Listen, it's a pleasure having you both. We have nutritionist queen and a life coach extraordinaire. So I'm excited because this is what the holidays are about, ladies, where I get really excited because now we're especially this time of the year, right? When we start to recap the year, we start to take stock of what this year has been, what it has done for us, what we have done to it, how it has affected and impacted our lives, and then how do we plan the way forward. And you two are doing an extraordinary thing, which I'm pretty excited about, but I'm not going to discuss it yet because I need for us to hit on some key things first, like how do I get through Christmas? I need to know how to get through Christmas and not like you, because you know Christmas, y'all. Christmas food is legitimately the best food all year. You know, all your in-laws has put their foot in it, right? The rum cake comes out, the fruit cake comes out, and that has rum in it. Look at God. And then you have, you know, the macaroni that has extra mac nations. You have the ham ain't right without pineapple, right? Sorry, and it gets Shay. Shay's like the vegetarian, like, what are you talking about? I'm totally not into it. Nothing. Shay, I'm going to get to you. And then you have salad for people like Shay, right? But how does one prepare for a change in lifestyle when we're looking at the holiday season and you know what you're going to do to the holiday season? You go beat it bad. And now you have to prepare. Shay, that's why I'm glad you're here. And my life coach is going to help walk me through my emotional issues. But Shay, you lead off, please.
Listen, Nahasha, it is so good to be here today. And whenever we talk about health and wealth, you know, this is an exciting time for me and an exciting topic. Let me tell you something. Y'all know when it comes to the holidays, right? Listen, we throw everything out of the window, the door. We just throw it all out. And so today, I really want to be able to share some of the things that I've learned over the years, some of the things that I myself talk to my clients about and help to encourage them into how to eat during the holiday. Because let me tell you something, I think it's a science. Mm-hmm. It's a science when it comes to eating during the holiday, especially if you want to, you know, maintain your health and your wealth goals, maintain your weight loss goals. you have to be very strategic when it comes to eating during the holiday. Plus, in addition to that, holiday eating is filled with anxiety, and we can't run away from that. And when it comes to anxiety and eating through the holiday, mm-hmm. that's a real thing. So I want to share about that and also share more about how we can get through the holiday on the other side of January and still look good, honey. And
feel good. Child, that's a powerful word. That's a word. Well, the question, let me ask you, you know, as a life coach, you know, one of the things that people, and Shay mentioned it, is that we have a relationship with food, right? This mm-hmm. is, okay, man, I tell people now, I don't travel for clothes no more. That season over. When I try to travel for clothes, I get a little depressed. I travel for the food now. I go to places where they cook good. You know, I want to taste stuff. Let's go to Charleston and eat some real gumbo, right? But there's an emotional attachment, right? Of course, things happen in our minds. But you're on this journey with health and lending your talents as a life coach to help us deal with this relationship, this unwanted boyfriend or girlfriend we live in with called chicken.
Well, yes, Nahaja, emotional eating is a real thing. You know, through the holidays, we're faced with attending functions where our loved ones are no longer there. We may have a gamut of other emotions. It could be that we're single and we want to be involved to have a partner attend those family functions with us. We can have anxiety, depression, and all of those things can actually lead us to emotionally eating. So some of the things that we can do is to make sure that we do not have foods that we will run to, available, easily available to us in our homes. So that's one of the things that I do, make sure that the snacks are not here. So it's not easy for me to get to it. That's one thing. Secondly, I'm the family member that's going to show up with the greens and the salads.
You ain't invited. Just throw that out there.
So take something with you that is nutritious, that even if you eat something bad or, you know, you indulge, you can balance that a little bit by giving yourself some good nutrition as well. Additionally, recognize that you are not your feelings. Like, you can feel your feelings, and that's an emotion that you're feeling in the moment. And we don't have to fill ourselves to avoid dealing with those emotions. What are you feeling? How is it making you feel? Why are you feeling that way? We have to face our feelings sometimes and work through them, because it's through working through those feelings we can get to the other side of passing those cravings.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that all of that is so important because of this emotional. And I find that we as behemoths, we are emotional creatures, right? Mm-hmm. We have those highs and lows. And I think that that's what makes us so unique, that at a funeral, we go to the wake and we have the biggest jokes. Like, we will cry ourselves snotty. Some aunt will throw herself in the grave. And then we will pull her out, and some aunt will say, you should have leave a hip in there, but we'll get to the wake and we'll eat and be merry. But we're that type of people. We're very emotional. And food and family, those are our gatherings, right? So now, the thing is, we know we gonna mash up Christmas. This will be the first Christmas, and we're trying to not have Omicron issues, but boy, Omicron beware. Everybody just stay safe and be in prayer. But people are going to get together this Christmas. Yeah. You know, you see it coming. You know it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. How do we try to stay in some line of good health, mm-hmm. right? Because, you know, diabetes, hypertension, those things haven't gone away. Mm-hmm. How do we try to stay in good health but enjoy food? And Shay, you know, you're the Chef Boyardee of the group.
Listen, Nahaja, the first thing I want to say is, when it comes to these tips and rules, especially during the holiday, one of the things I tell my clients is, first of all, give yourself permission to have a pleasurable food during the holiday. You know, rum cake, twink, twink. I know, right? And the thing is, you want to give yourself permission because you know that this food will give you that, what I refer to as like an emotional fix, if you will. And so you don't want to go through the holiday with those super tight eating restrictions. This is just not the time to feel food deprived, and you don't want to also, on the flip side, to use the holiday as an excuse to just eat and drink whatever it is that you want. So finding that balance between that emotional fix is one of the things I encourage my clients to do, because the thing is, we are going to eat something. We are just like inundated with all of this food around us, every space that you go into. So when it comes to holiday eating, the first thing I say is give yourself permission to find that one food that will give you that emotional fix and connect the dots to that feeling to help you to go through the holiday. And I have tons of tips like this. You know, what I've learned over the years, I need more what they call practical tips for the people that I'm coaching and just for the people that are listening, because we are a society, we know we can eat. Oh my God, we know we can eat. Yeah. And so when it comes to that, find that one fix. And then also, Stu, we have to remember, it's not that one unhealthy meal or that one unhealthy drink that is going to create the problem with the relationship with your food. It's when the healthy food choices become consistent is where the problem comes in.
Hold on. Break that down. Sorry, I must have missed it. When the healthy food choice becomes consistent.
Mm-hmm. That's where you have the problem. So it's not that sometimes when we look at the holiday, we think it's, you know, for us who just don't want to go, who want to be so strict and rigid, I say to you that it's not the one unhealthy meal or the one unhealthy drink that causes the problem. It's the consistency of the unhealthy foods that you mm-hmm. choose over and over during the holiday and throughout this time. Because, mm-hmm. you know, Christmas isn't just one day when it comes to us in the Bahamas. We eat from Thanksgiving to January 2nd, just before we start any health or eating plan. And so to look at the consistency of all of this unhealthy eating that creates this problematic relationship with food that we have.
You know, and you know, as the children say, you know, no lies told here. No mm-hmm. lies registered in what you said, because it's so true. We do tend mm-hmm. to, we know, mm-hmm. all it, and we complain about the dry turkeys and from Thanksgiving, you know, but you're still watering your plate. You're still watering yeah. it, and it's going down your back. You mm-hmm. have your back, you know, hurting as this dry turkey tries to go down your spine instead mm-hmm. of your esophagus. But we digress. who made this turkey? The desert sand, anyway. Not in the show. But we do start this sort of eating habit, and it's that mm-hmm. sort of relationship. One of the things that I was reading this article, ladies. If you're just tuning in, Shea King, Queen of Nutrition, and Dequesta Dane, Queen life coach extraordinaire, both joining us on the show today. I was reading this article, and it was talking about how poverty sort of fuels or funds poor eating habits. Mm. And one of the things that it did was not of the obvious, well, okay, well, we can't afford healthy meals. But what it showed was that those who had lesser means tended to treat their children with unhealthy food because it was cheaper. So we would buy the Happy Meal. We would mm-hmm. buy the kids' meal. We would do those things as the only treat that we could give the kids. So we'll take them on a ride and give them the treat. And we're kind of training and creating a palate for certain foods mm-hmm. That you'd be like, Jesus, I haven't had a McDonald's fries in like, what about this salt? That is so good, right? Mm-hmm. But it's that there is also a relationship, I think, ladies, where, and I wonder your thoughts on it with clients that you've seen, is there a relationship with food that you're seeing that not just from the social, from the economic angle, but from that social angle as well. Not the social angle, but the economic angle as well. Mm-hmm. Are we seeing our children and our adults, because of course that we can access it, but that we treat ourselves with cheap food anyway? That's, you know, I could get the Shack for $5-$7, mm-hmm. mom. I could get the Shack yeah. for $7. That's a lot of fries with that Shack, you know.
I know, right? Nahaja, you're absolutely right. Economic does play a role. Access plays another role as well. And mindset and behavior that would we have been so accustomed to. And so when you look at all of these factors coupled, of course, it does play a major role. And that's why, just like anything else, it takes a discipline. It takes training. It takes educating in order to get our people to think and look at food differently. People ask me all the time. I have four daughters and I have a son. My son is 15. People ask me all the time, how do you get him to eat spinach? And two of my things that I always say is, first of all, I eat spinach. You know, this is the year and the time and the century when we have to model what we expect. We cannot be the model that says, eat the spinach, and then we're at another place eating something else, one. And then secondly is, let me tell you, you have to be so strategic when it comes to children. One of the things I've learned, especially with my children at the Stapleton School, was I always pair something that is new and considered healthy and maybe difficult on the palate with something that they do like and kind of get them to introduce themselves to the food and to be open with the food. You know, we have been a society that when we're giving children healthier versions of food, we give it to them bland, it tastes horrible, it looks horrible, and then we expect them to want to eat it. At least make the food fun and exciting, because listen to me, I'm a foodie, honey. And sweetie, if you just put that food any kind of way on there, Shay ain't want that.
Okay, but you, Shay.
I've just made vegetable taste like, you know, like a stuffed grouper, man. You know, you just got to become good at it, because the fact of the matter is we are just so full with an environment of unhealthy choices. And in order for us to be able to combat that, we have to continue educating and we have to provide the healthier choices more deliciously made. That's it. What is your take on Coach DeQuesta?
But hold that thought. Hold that thought. I want you to hold that thought. Okay. Because we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Coach DeQuesta Dean and nutritionist coach and guru Shay King. I tell you, it's powerful ladies I got on the show. We will be back right after this.
That you or your loved ones may get COVID-19 and possibly die from it? Getting a COVID-19 vaccine can lower your risk of severe illness or death from COVID-19. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is available, and you only need one shot. One and done and fully vaccinated for now. Talk to a healthcare professional about your concerns and about getting vaccinated. To be safe, continue to wash your hands, wear your face mask, practice physical distancing, and get vaccinated.
This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health and this radio station.
Carrie's Fabric and Uniform Store is the most exciting store this Christmas, where there's a wonderland of bargains waiting for you. In Carrie's Toyland, you can find the hottest toys. Carrie's has a huge selection of beautiful fabrics, perfect for special occasions. We offer special discounts for weddings, funerals, and groups. At Carrie's, find a lovely selection of Christmas decorations, all for 50% off. Find simplicity and new look patterns for sewing. That's Carrie's Fabric and Uniform Store on Mackey Street. Phone number 393-0758.
Hi, I'm Levin Miller, and I want to take this time to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a most prosperous New Year.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I hope everybody's doing well, taking care of yourself, living your best life today. We've got special guests joining us, nutritionist extraordinaire, number one of what she does, the one and only Shay King. The stadium is down. And then coming in from the right corner, the blue corner. No, she's wearing a red shirt. The red corner. Than the one and only life coach, DeQuesta Dean, who's been a great guest of the show, by the way. So everybody knows life coach DeQuesta Dean. DeQuesta.
Yes.
Yeah, I had to do that too. I had to make sure I get the sound effects in there. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me today, because this conversation is what I, you know, as we have in these shows for me, you know, People think I'd be having these other quotes, but this is for me. Like, I'm trying to get my mind right for this new year. So, DeQuesta, your thoughts on it, the emotional, the economic side of it and our relationship with food.
Absolutely, Nahaja. My understanding of it, and from dealing with different levels of clients, the wealthy people, depending on the level of wealth, view fuel and food differently from those that sit in the most economic brackets. For them, they look at it as fueling their bodies, not necessarily the sensation or the taste of food, but what is good that will fuel them to help them continue making money, because they are their greatest asset, they are their greatest investment. So they make sure that they choose healthy foods, they make sure that their portion sizes are correct, because they understand the relationship between food and their wealth. Mm-hmm. In the poverty bracket, in the economic bracket, there are a number of factors that are involved. One is convenience. When you make a comparison between the healthy and the economic, you'd realize that the wealthy, have more access. They have people to help them. They have cooks. They can go to different types of restaurants that cater to their particular need. But when you live economically or even below the economic line, you are looking at how you can stretch your dollar. You're looking at your palate satisfaction. You're looking for convenience. And so for you, it's also mindset, but it is a mindset of what can I just eat quickly? What will fill me, fill my family, what I can maximize my $5 or $7 for and share that between four people, versus looking at it as fueling your body so that you can make additional income for yourself. A part of it is conditioning as well. I remember when I was a little girl, we went to McDonald's once a month as a treat. My mommy would save a few dollars and we would go down and buy that Happy Meal. But today, fast food has become an everyday choice. And there are a number of reasons for that, right? We don't have time to go into every reason, but it has become the everyday choice.
The everyday choice. So, we spend a lot, as a note, on the financial side, if we were to really look at how much money we could save based on how much we eat out, it would revolutionize our income. You know, it would just that savings alone, our disposable. We say we broke, but we spend a lot of money on food. It's like, you know, that was a digression. You continue.
No, that's a good plug, Nahaja.
Yeah. And then, Nahaja, I also wanted to mention, because we started talking about holiday eating. And I wanted to also share that during the holiday season, like, we go from house to house to house. We know that we're going to visit three aunties, or we're going to go to at least five different places. So because you know you already go in five different places, you don't have to eat everything at one house. You can make a selection that you will have, you know, your peas and rice macaroni at one house, and at the next house, you're going to have your Johnny cake. So we can actually plan. Mm-hmm. So that we can have a taste of everything without having everything in every meal as well.
And not everybody could cook as good as everybody, you know. So I know who I eat from. You got to do. I like where you're going to question. That was wise. That was wise. Some aunties ain't as good as other aunties, you know. But you slick. Thanks for that little bit. That's a great tip. I know who I get my fruitcake from. I know where I get my rum cake.
Yeah,
I like y'all in the spirit. Let's do this some more.
Listen, I want to piggyback off Coach DeQuesta when she talked about going to all of these homes, because we know it's going to be there, right? And one of the tips when I share with my clients is, you know, even we know we're going to eat during the holidays, we still set a eating goal. But here's the trick. When you set an eating goal, set the bar low. And this is for a number of reasons. You set the bar low because in most cases, it's achievable. It helps to encourage you. You don't feel defeated. You don't feel like, oh my God, I did this again. And so you set the bar low. But especially for those people that are on a health and a weight loss journey, you want to set a holiday eating goal, because the fact is, you are going to go to those five aunties the question just talked about. You're going to go to a lot of these places, and just like Nahaja said, some of this food ain't not just gonna be bad for you, but taste bad. So in addition to that, is set a goal. See, for me, I can tell you, I set goals every year because, you know, I eat fairly well, and I am one of those people that use the holiday to say, listen, Shay, it's the holiday, girl, eat what you want. But I still find a way to eat what I call good bod. Yeah, let me explain that. So
good bod.
My good bod looks like this. So there's this lady who makes guava duff for me, right? So Whenever I hit her up, I say to her immediately, now listen, I don't want that bad flour that you normally use. I want some gluten-free flour in there, toss it in with some almond flour. And I don't want no white sugar. I use the coconut palm sugar. Don't use margarine. And instead, use butter. So listen, she has been on my side now for years doing this. And so because I know that I can dive into that whole guava duff. And because I know that, I set my bar low. I have the guava duff, but I have it a little bit more responsible. So I tell my clients, do not go into the holiday without a goal, but just make sure you set the bar. Set it, create one, but set it low.
Okay, now, you know, I just need you to stop the whole show on this recipe for guava duff. I need to know now.
That's me, girl.
We got to pivot. We got to pivot now because I need to know. Yeah. Say what now about this guava duff?
It's just, let me tell you something. There's an old saying, food is only as good as its ingredients. And so if you switch out the ingredients, you got better tasting food. You know, I put it in categories of good, better, best. So if you want a better, healthier version, switch out some of the main ingredients. Of course, you know, white sugar is Satan all wrapped up. So get rid of the white sugar. You have other choices, right? And I put it good, better, best. You have anywhere from an organic raw sugar to raw honey or coconut palm sugar. There are 56 types of sweeteners out there. Pick a better choice. When it comes to flour, even if you use traditional white flour, you can use a unbleached flour, which doesn't have that gluing, like gummy effect in the gut when you consume it. So there are better choices. And then one of the better choices, the best choices, in my opinion, is a gluten-free flour, especially for those people that have a lot of problems digesting wheat. You can use a gluten-free flour. And for any of those persons that have celiac disease or any kind of food allergy intolerance. And so what I do is I indulge, but I indulge in a lot of ways where I connect with my bakers and my suppliers during the holiday. And I just make better choices because at the end of the day, it's honey, you will feel them bad choices all up in your bones. Yes. You will feel them.
Yeah. No, but I'm sitting here thinking. Go ahead,
Aquessa. Sorry. One of your guests, I think he's a Sands, just talked about the fact that there needs to be more options economically for those who don't sit in the wealth category. And I just want to share that the other day, romaine lettuce was ridiculous. I went to the grocery store, and when I saw the price of romaine lettuce, I was like, I will never purchase romaine lettuce from the grocery store again. That exact same day, I saw an advertisement for a local farm who was selling seedlings for $1.
Oh, wow.
So I went out to that farm. I had a conversation with the guy, and I was like, listen, I've not had a lot of luck growing lettuce. And he walked me through his farm. He sold the seedlings for $1 each. And sitting outside my deck right now is 8 varieties of lettuce that I purchased from him for $1 that I grew, and our family has already eaten off of that twice. And it just replenishes itself. It replenishes itself. And so there are some options available. We have to be willing to do a little bit more of the work.
What's the name of the farm? Sorry.
Sinclair Farm.
Oh, Sinclair Farms.
Howden Road. Listen, I was amazed at what's available to purchase from this. And the seedlings grow. Within 2 weeks, you have lettuce ready to harvest.
Really?
So, yeah, spring mix. He gave me a whole spring mix of lettuce and parsley and taught me about how parsley, listen, I'm getting excited. It's good for the digestive system, not parsley, the fern, the green thing, but one ferny thing. Listen to me, I was educated as well on how natural food really reduces the inflammation. He taught me about how the parsley is good for high blood pressure, how you could boil it. I was well educated. After spending like $130 buying these bunch of seedlings, that I came home, I watched them grow, repot them as they grew, but I was able to make sure that I don't have to be spending ridiculous amounts of money on romaine lettuce as the seasons change and the prices go up. And we're looking for price increase within the next few months. So we have to plan now on how we can take some time to go outside in our gardens 15 minutes a day and have healthy food available. Shay, no, you happy.
Some of us are down to earth adventure farm as well. Shay, go ahead.
Yes. I am gleaming because you know what? The more and more I've been doing my backyard farming, even though I don't have a backyard, literally, I've been doing it for the longest time. I have pots of cilantro, parsley, Italian parsley, you name it out there. So because I understand that economic side to eating better, because I remember 7 years ago when I had to make a decision, well, listen, either I'm going to just lower my rent threshold or I'm going to eat better. Of course, you know, I had to lower my rent threshold, honey, because your girl can eat good. Because at the end of the day, is I've connected the dots. When you eat better, you feel better. You look better. Act better. You know, you're not those people that are in traffic screaming and throwing things around. There are so much benefits to eating better. And I know for the longest time, Nahasha, people constantly talk about price and how expensive it is to eat better. Let me tell you something. I want to bust that right up, because there was a time when it was expensive to eat better. But today, the people that the wealthier people, the people that have a wealthier mindset, understand, just like Coach DeQuesta said, you can find ways to eat better, to eat cheaper, and to still continue eating healthier. It's just no more excuses. It's just that you have to make a decision that, do I want to eat better?
And one of something.
One of the benefits I like most about eating better is it actually changes your palate, and you find yourself craving spinach. I never thought that I would be craving a green salad. And so let me tell you, there are so much benefits. When you start to eat better, you find yourself craving better foods.
Nah, really? I want to give you this joke. When I did my first raw program at Shea, right? Listen to me. I had never been excited to eat a salad as I was after the first 7 days of her raw program, right?
Mm-hmm. Stop talking banana cream and pie.
No, listen, girl, listen, because she had reset the palate, I tasted that lettuce, all of the flavor just burst in my mouth, the blueberry, I was like, oh my God, has this been what I've actually been missing? Mm-hmm. It was a whole different experience, because now my palate has been retrained, mm-hmm. and I can taste the food. It's not, mm-hmm. it's not numbed by all of the processed food, the salt, the sugar. It's now clean. Mm-hmm. And as I eat this healthy green stuff, I'm like, why wasn't I eating this before?
And I think, you know what, something that's so true about it, you know, is that you are retraining. And it's like a retraining. It's an adjustment. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk, too, about how that is. When we talk about the program, the same one that we're going to be discussing, and that I'm very happy to be a part of, just in terms of it supporting this initiative that we'll be going into in the new year, getting mm-hmm. our guests, our listeners involved in this as well, and having both of you as the leaders of this initiative. I'm really excited. My husband made fun of me, you know, he made fun of me. He's a keto man, right? So he lost, like everybody on the radio show know, my husband has gone skinny since going keto. They also mm-hmm. know I've been talking about keto since I had the baby. The baby's mm-hmm. almost 16 now, okay? So... this keto thing, I hit 10 pounds and then I'm like, I stop and I'm not eating sugar for this. This ain't working. Right. So anyways, he has this running joke with me now, because now I'm telling him I'm going to be doing your program, Shay DeQuesta. I told him I'm doing this program. Mm-hmm. He said, but Nahasha, you view vegetables like a side order, and you talking about 50% on your plate. He said, you view it like when you order a side of coleslaw. It's that small. How am I going to do this? It's like he tells everybody now. Everybody knows that I am setting myself up. So I can't wait for us to discuss this changing of the palate, you know, and how it's a real thing. And how do you get your mind in gear for this thing? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Shay King, DeQuesta Dean, we got an initiative. They have an initiative and they've said they've joined in, just so that my listeners can really benefit from this experience that I'm going to start in January. And y'all say no wine. This is a no wine.
No wine.
No wine. I'm just asking. I was asking for the other people.
No.
I got my water. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to The Hit Bag with Nahasha Black, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be back right after this.
J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Secret Service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best, always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Food security is a challenge for many. Now in a pandemic, many more are unsure of their next meal. Through their Feed 5000 program and a $20,000 donation, AML is working to ensure that everyone has a meal for the holidays, and they're inviting you to help. Now until December 17th, visit any Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, or Domino's in Nassau or Freeport, and Exuma Markets in Georgetown to donate and help feed a family in need this Christmas. No amount is too small. Remember, we're all in this together.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Dwight Strawn with Morning Blend. On behalf of the crew and my co-hosts, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and an incredibly blessed and prosperous New Year.
Dean, Shea King joining us. Ladies, I had my cousin, she's watching, right? So she sends me this text and she says, boy, Nahaja, I know. I could try it, but Jesus be offense.
Well, the good thing, Nahaja, and your cousin is you're not journeying alone. You're going to have a lot of support along the way. We're not going to abandon you. We'll be providing you with recipes and not just for juicing and for smoothies, but also for making raw food. It's not just going to be a bland experience, like Shea said earlier. You'll have all the tools and tips to make food that will still be pleasing to your palate and pleasing to your waistline.
Man, listen, I like that waistline and palate. The two of them together sound like a marriage made in heaven. I need anything for the palate and waistline. And, you know, because this is what we're doing. Okay, so what you guys are doing is the 21-day raw. Event, right? Raw 2.0. Shea, this is something, of course, that is your baby, an idea that you've had. And, you know, but just as soon as you say raw, all I think in the world is leaf, right?
I know, right?
but I know folks who are, I got a friend and he's a vegetarian. He's always been a vegetarian and I keep forgetting. And that's how you know I ain't saved good yet, you know? Every time he comes by, I offer him stuff like butter or, you know, he don't even want butter. Like, is it vegetable butter or is it some other? I'm like, there's a difference. You know, you're too strict for me. You know, one time by mistake, I forgot and offered him some tuna. He was very offended. And I keep forgetting. Because I'm not used to vegetarians. But anyway, I want to know more about this raw thing because I think there is something so powerful about the changing of your palate, the re-engineering of your health and your body for your wellness. Because one of the things you guys mentioned is that, hey, eating is expensive. But listen, medication is expensive. Hospital stays are expensive. God help you if you got to stay at PMH in a pandemic. Even in doctor's hospital, right? Just don't go to the hospital. Try your best to stay out of the need of healthcare. And then, you know, if you have hypertension and diabetes, a lot of people tend not to want to address them. They want to ignore them until it's too late. Mm-hmm. But there's something about, there's not something. There is power in eating healthy that saves you so much money and concern in the long run. Shea, tell us about the 21-day raw and why this is important as a jumpstart.
Listen, I am super excited because just like you said, the 21-day raw is my baby. And I have been doing it for some time, but this year I decided to not just do the 21 Days Raw, and this is where the 2.0 come from. I decided to partner and join with my life coach, Dequessa Dean, to connect the dots, because I have been saying to my clients for so many years, and particularly over the last 7 years as a coach, my goal is not just to get you to lose weight, but my goal is to get you to keep the release weight off and to improve your relationship with food. If you improve your relationship with food, you will not have a weight issue. Let me just say that again. You will not have a weight issue if you improve your relationship with food. And it's we're not just saying it. It actually, the food changes your palate. It is real. You can touch it. You can taste it. When you finish a 21 days raw, if you try to eat anything that has artificial flavors or refined carbs, you will be right away, you will notice the shock to your body, to your taste buds. You, let me tell you, it's almost frightening how real it can actually be. And so the 21 days for, I'm excited, super excited for a couple of reasons to have my life coach, Dequessa Dean, with me this year. And also, Nahasha, to have you joining us, girlfriend. To have you
joining. I just, like I say, I have no weight problem. That's all. I didn't have nothing else you said.
To really experience the benefit of eating 21 days raw. And let me tell you what I like. Listen, I'm a foodie. And the people that know me know that I'm a foodie. So it is super important to me. I didn't just throw recipes together. I toiled in my kitchen. I look at the stuff that I eat. I twist it. I turn it. I tweak it. I can do that. I'm Shea King. I tweak these recipes to make them fabulous. And the whole idea behind 21 Days Raw, this 57-day membership, we've kind of tweaked it a little bit and made it what we call the step-up approach. And what that means is we're not going to start off the first 7 days with 100% raw. We're going to start off this membership with 50% raw. So for those behemoths out there that believe that they need to have something hot on their plate, we got you. Yep. You know how it is. It's a, again, that's a mindset. Hot food does not keep you from getting headaches. That's a mindset. That's a belief. That actually, it's a myth that we have been grown and become accustomed to believing. Actually, we come from live beings, and it's live food that keeps us vibrant, that keeps us energetic. And so eating raw is one of the best things you can do for your health, definitely your waistline, for your palate, for your skin. I'm excited. And then in the second week, we're going to graduate. We're going to step up a little bit. We go to 75% raw. And then in the third week, listen here, I got some slamming raw dishes for you guys. Listen, all raw. We're making a lasagna all raw, honey. Yes, and there ain't gonna be no pasta. Look at Nahasha.
Coach. The eyebrow raise. You see the eyebrow raise?
You know it. When I
went, that's a thing. You can do that. You said lasagna and no pasta.
Yeah, and no pasta. Veggie lasagna. I'm shaking, honey. We got okay, this. Shaking. Listen to me. We are doing a raw lasagna, honey. Listen, I'm not just talking about this stuff. This is stuff that I live. Just like I say, in order to get my family, my children, I have to model what it is that I'm talking to you guys about. I know the benefits of eating raw. I have scores of clients that can talk to you about keeping their weight off over years. I've had one of my clients in particular lost over 100 pounds of eating raw. And 3 years later today, he still has his weight off. And all he talks about is how he now loves fruits and vegetables. This was a person that didn't even eat a vegetable at all. And so there are benefits that just continue to grow and just pass throughout the family when it comes to eating raw. And then in the third week, we're going to do 100% raw. And then we're going to step down. And for the rest of the days, from day 22 to day 57, listen, Coach Dequessa and I, we are not only doing this, but we're sharing our journey as well. You know, how we transitioned, how we became to where we are today. And so this raw, you have support. We have recipes. We have affirmations. We got the buddy system. We have an interactive private Facebook group. And so anyone everywhere can join. I'm super, super excited this year about 21 Days Raw 2.0. Can't wait.
Yeah. And life coach, go ahead.
Yes, no, but before I even get into the life coaching, I want to be a testimony, because when I took Shea's Raw class the very first time, some amazing things happened in my life. Prior to that, I'd been diagnosed with a slip disc in the shoulder, and I had a frozen shoulder, right? And when I went on this raw program, I was amazed at the range of motion that I started to have using this arm. My inflammation lessened. I was less painful all over my body. My skin glowed. Those little acne things I had, they disappeared. My blood sugar levels were the best that they had been in 15 years. Wow. They were the lowest numbers that I experienced. And so I'm not just here on this journey with Shay because she sold me this. I'm here because I live this raw program. As I was getting prepared for surgery this year, I kicked into some of those same recipes and the tools that Shay taught me to lessen the inflammation in my body and to help me be prepared and to help my body heal after. But let's talk about life coaching for a moment because the power lies in the mind.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And our minds, whatever thoughts we generate, that's what we're going to act on. We generate thoughts and then we attach emotions to those thoughts. And we act from the place of the emotion that we attach to the thought. So during this journey, we want to make sure that we help you cultivate positive thoughts about your relationship with food. We want to help you understand the root cause of emotional eating. We want to help you identify triggers and replace them. So we have a whole affirmation journey that every single day you get an affirmation to help you learn to love your body, to help you learn to give your body grace and ease, to help you understand that it is a process. Because the journey to becoming healthier, not just about losing weight, but the journey to becoming healthier begins in the mind.
Yeah, no, this is powerful stuff. I'm so excited. Okay, we have a caller and we haven't even given away our surprise yet. So let's get the caller real quick. Caller, you're on the hit back. Shay King
yes, requested good afternoon. Being. Shay, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Doug?
You know my voice. Good. Listen here.
I do.
Now, as a marathon runner, I mean, you know how I see, what would he has to do, to stay, because, you need, as a marathon runner, that carbohydrate and all of that stuff. You know, but like I said, the only thing I eat from animals right now is eggs, the organic eggs, but nothing else. No other meat. Fish once in a while, but everything just is, it's clean. So what would you say for a marathon runner, who runs like for maybe 4 days a week and do like strength exercise, and how would that benefit him or would it affect him or make him better?
Excellent.
Thank you so much, Doug, for your question. I love it. And okay. I love your journey. Continue to eat like how you're eating. So one of the things I would always talk about is superfoods. Superfoods are foods that are extremely dense in nutrients, and it also helps to provide what you call time release energy. And so when you're a marathon runner, yes, I myself as a former marathon runner. When you are a marathon runner, it's important to have energy throughout the process. And so it's important that the food is allowing the energy and the nutrients to be released. One of my go-to foods is chia seed. It is not a new food, but it's new to a lot of us on this side of the world because we have just not gotten accustomed to using superfoods. But chia seed is a seed, and it is extremely high in carbs as well as fiber. But the magic to chia seeds is it is a time release food. And so if you're eating any salad or you're drinking any smoothies or just putting it in water, you can simply add anywhere from one to two tablespoons of chia seeds, and that will definitely help to give you sustain energy throughout the marathon. When it comes to anything, any workout, exercising, it's important that you eat a food, particularly a superfood that is called a time release superfood. Thank you, Doug, for your question.
All right. So then let's give this. What are we giving away now? This is the hit back. We're doing 10 days of giveaways. Shay, let folks know, the question, you guys, let them know, what are we giving away? So that, of course, the hit back, joining you wonderful ladies on this journey.
Yeah.
Tell us a prize that we're giving away.
Okay, so the Quest and I are super excited about this because we definitely are, both of us are givers, and we understand how to pay it forward. This is super important for both of us as coaches. So we actually want to give away, Nahaja, here on the hit back, a complete 57-day membership for 21 Days Raw 2.0. We're excited about that. And so we want this membership to go to someone that has seriously shifted their mindset and want to start a health journey that needs, that doesn't have the money to start and doesn't have traditional support, that really, you know, who've been praying or who've been asking God to send me something, to give me an opportunity to do something like this. Because let me tell you something, both Coach DeQuest and I are going to tell you here and now, if you become a part of our 21 Days Raw 2.0, this is going to transform the way you think, transform the way you eat, and transform the way you look and feel. So we're excited today to give away a 57-day membership.
Nahaja, this person has to be willing to do the work.
Yes.
Because we can give you access, but you have to be willing to put in the effort to make it successful.
Yeah. Well, listen, this is a hit back listener. So they are ready to put in the work. Because then they can talk about on the air. Caller, I see the caller. We already got a caller. Caller, welcome to the hit back. Are you there? So I gather that you are ready, since you're my first call, I don't even have to ask you a question. Tell me exactly what you're calling for, so I know you ain't misdialed. And then this, you got yourself a prize.
Well, the reason I'm calling, because I have a health situation where it deals with the lungs. And if I know if I go into off food, I know somehow they can get me sorted out and get my lungs past the baby side.
You call the right show. You call the right show, my love. Congratulations, Shay DeQuessa. I think that's enough for me.
Yes.
You are a winner.
Do not hang up. Thank you so much for calling. You and I are going to be on the same team. So, you'll be my buddy.
The best lawyer in town, the Hasha Black.
All right. You know it. Don't hang up. My producer's going to get your name, number, and email address, and we're going to get started with this in the new year together. So thank you so much. Before we go, Shay DeQuessa, let folks know where they can go to sign up, what's the cost, and how they can all be a part of this. And we only have 2 minutes. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you so much. Okay, so first, we are on Facebook. We are on Instagram as Eat Emotionally Well, or you can go to Coach DeQuessa's page on Facebook as well. You can reach us out at our numbers at 242-801-4885. Coach DeQuessa, I need you to say your number. I don't have it in my head right now.
424-424-6012. And the easiest way is to go over to Eat Emotionally Well. Click on Raw 2.0, register yourself, and you're in.
There you go. I'll be posting it on my Facebook page as well. Eat Emotionally Well. What's the Facebook?
The Facebook is Eat Emotionally Well. Instagram is Eat Emotionally Well. And on our website is eatemotionallywell.com, as well as YouTube, Eat Emotionally Well.
Thank you, ladies. So one more time, the phone number for you, Shay. The phone number for you, DeQuessa. Shay?
The phone number is 801-4885.
801-4885.
And for me, it's 424-6012.
424-6012. Ladies, thank you so much. We have to do this again. We got to do it in the new year when we start, yeah?
Yes. And Nahaja, I also want to take this opportunity to say to you, thank you for being a part of this, because when we had the opportunity to talk, you dived right in. And so, you know, both of your coaches can hold you accountable, honey. And the fact that you on radio and TV, you got to bring it. That's all I'm going to say to you. Bring it, honey.
I got to bring it now. I got shame. Bring it. No, I didn't get shame from keto. I can't get shame no more.
Bring it.
Thank you, ladies.
And
I appreciate you so much.
Welcome to 21 Days Raw 2.0.
All right, let's do this. You're listening to The Hit Back with Nahaja Black, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We got to go, but I'm looking forward to this eating raw. My cousin, I see she listening. She going to get drunk. She going to get pulled right in. She's slimmish. She got a booty. I guess she won't get rid. I don't know. Everyone, take care. See you tomorrow. We're out.